Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. This is episode number 480, and it's what it is it's kind of a continuation of last week's show. And last week's show, we entitled that I was bringing you 15 powerful tips to help you save the teeth you now have for a lifetime and save money while doing so. But I only got to about 10 of them. And so rather than have a show that only had five more, I decided to bring you 10 more tips that are going to help you save your teeth for a lifetime and save you money in the process. Okay, so today's show is 10 more powerful tips to help you save your teeth. All right, and the biggest thing about this particular list is that we want to help you save money in the long run, okay? Because sometimes decisions that are made in the moment, which seem cheaper and seem like they're going to save you money, they don't, okay? And a good example of that would be if you decided you're going to save money on oil changes and not change your oil, pretty sure you're going to blow up your engine. Pretty sure. And, you know, most cars wind up in the junkyard because of an accident or transmission goes out, but they usually don't blow up engines because everybody seems to understand you have to change the oil periodically, right? Okay, before we get started, though, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko, and if you'd please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And you're also welcome, if you'd like, if you're by your computer to or your cell phone, to go to ustreamtv.com, type in either Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile, and you'll be able to watch the show. I'll wave to you, okay? So you can you can go there and watch me do the show. And if you were already tuned in, what you saw was me reaching for my notes because the show start kind of caught me off guard. I was trying to get my computer up and running and to cooperate. So I disappeared for a second and I came back on screen. All right. So, and also, if you're a first-time listener, let me tell you that we always do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Each show, it'll probably take place in about 10 to 12 minutes, and you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. And let me give you the number. Don't call now, but you can pre-program it into your phone. It is 614-459-9769. Okay, that's 614-459-9769. Go ahead and plug that into your phone so you can be sure to be one of the first four callers. We have four call-in lines, and so depends on how you get through, and we roll a dice. So, okay. So as I said, we're going to give you 10 more powerful tips to help you save your teeth for a lifetime and save you money in the process. And so where we left off, and by the way, if I have time, I'll remind you of what the first 10 were from last week. But let's go on to what would be number one for today, or number 11 if you combine them. It is get your teeth straightened. Now, I know you're saying, wait a minute, that's expensive. I thought you were talking about saving money. Well, I am. If your teeth are really crooked, I can't see between them, either with the naked eye. I can't get my explorer in between them. The x-rays can't get a clear view in between them. And so what happens is these cavities, you get cavities that form in places where we can't see. And so it takes a while for them to get big enough that they'll either show up on the x-ray or show up to the naked eye or with my explorer. And by the time that happens, I swear to you, almost there are times when people need a root canal by the time we can figure this out. Now, we're talking about the really crooked ones, but even the minor crooked teeth, they're hard to see on an x-ray. So rather than catching it when it's a little tiny cavity, which means a little tiny bill, we catch it when it's a medium or a large. And that will save you money to not have to do that, all right? So, and the other thing is they're easier to brush. If they're straight, they're easier to floss. And if you're straighter teeth, you'd be less likely to get food caught between them. And also, people take care of things that they like. They take care of their car if they like it, their boat, their pets, etc. So if you like your teeth, you like your smile, chances are you're going to take better care of it. Kind of all goes hand in hand, doesn't it? Okay, now, if you can't afford full treatment right now, let's just say your dentist comes in, or you come in and your dentist says, hey, this is what you need. You need this, 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 and this. And you can't afford it right now. So let's say we're talking about the braces, getting your teeth straightened. So you can't afford to get them straightened right now, but you could have me make you retainers. So let's just say they're crooked, but you can't afford braces. Well, I could put retainers on there that are going to keep them from becoming more crooked. And that way, when you do have the money, it'll be easier to fix, and they'll never get as crowded as they would if we didn't stop the movement, okay? And those retainers can be the kind that you wear at night. They don't have to be affixed to your teeth. You know, they're different types. Or we can put the same wire on the back of the teeth that we typically do after we've straightened teeth. All right? So keep that in mind. You can do a stopgap measure. That's the saving money part, and it keeps it from getting worse. All right, so number three for today's show is, if your tooth needs a root canal but you can't afford the crown right now, ask your dentist, after they've done your root canal, of course, to do his or her best to place the filling in the tooth that will last until you can find a way to pay for the crown. Don't wait forever, and don't wait very long, but don't put off the whole procedure. So when people come in and they have this rotten tooth, you know, and a big hole in it, and it's been bothering them, and I say, okay, well, you need a root canal, you need a buildup, and you need a crown. By the way, the buildup is a big filling after we've done the root canal, and a tooth is typically really rotten or broken off, and there's not much there, so I have to create a foundation, kind of a tooth stump, if you will, before I can even do the crown. A lot of people, I have noticed, they will find the money to do the root canal, but they'll say, but I can't afford anything else right now. Just put a temporary in. Well, people, temporary means temporary. Look it up in the dictionary. That means that it's not designed to work very well, so or for very long. So if all you do is the root canal, you've just wasted $1,300, $1,400. I guarantee you, we see so many people that have had their root canal a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and okay, now they're ready for the crown. Well, guess what? The tooth is more rotten. The saliva has dissolved the root canal sealer, and now they have to start over if they're lucky. If they're unlucky, we have to take their tooth out, and now they're talking about needing something more expensive, which would be either a fixed bridge or an implant and a crown. Okay? So keep that in mind. If you need a root canal buildup and crown, find a way to pay for at least the root canal and the filling, the buildup filling, and then you can put off the crown. Again, we're talking about saving your teeth, right? Not losing your teeth. That's the gist of the show. We're also talking about helping you save money and make wise choices. Just like we mentioned with an automobile, you wouldn't choose not to have your oil changed to save money because you know that would cause you to have your engine blow up, right? It would just, if you don't have oil in your car, everything gets hot and it just kind of melts, and then you need a new car. All right. Number four, consider getting silver fillings. Okay. I know there are a lot of people that go, silver? Why would I want silver? That's dangerous. Okay. It's not dangerous. Never has been. There has never been a study that showed silver fillings were dangerous. You might remember that maybe you didn't know that the reason this came about is there was something on 60 Minutes, kind of a flawed study on seven sheep, and got everybody nervous about it. And then we could never get it to go away. So we've switched to tooth-colored fillings, and I do almost exclusively tooth-colored fillings, but I have silver in my mouth. I place silver. I did one just last week, a couple on a woman that wanted the most long, the filling that can give her the most longevity for the best price, and it was silver. So consider that. You'll be paying for your fillings less often, you know? It used to be people that came in with a mouthful of tooth-colored fillings, I knew in 6 months we're going to have a mouthful of cavities under them. It has gotten a little better. It's gotten better. I wouldn't do them if I didn't think they were, you know, at least sound these days. But I can tell you, you'll probably never see a 63-year-old tooth-colored filling in somebody's mouth like I've seen 63-year-old silver fillings in people's mouths. Okay? And again, we're talking about saving money, what's cheaper, and what's going to last the longest. Okay? So, all right, now, number five is going to be choose implants to replace your missing teeth instead of the alternatives, okay? Now, implants do cost a little more than a bridge, but it's not a lot more. But here's the kicker. A bridge has to be held in by the teeth on either side of the space. So what that means is, in order to make you a bridge, we have to grind down the good teeth on either side. Just grind them down to a stump, just like I was talking about earlier. Now, we do it well. We do it properly. We make a nice bridge that fits and has good seal. But there is nothing better than the original equipment that you were given at birth. And so it's important to maintain that, or, you know, not get into that if you don't have to. So while people say, well, I can't afford those implants, I would like to say it the other way. You can't afford not to have the implants, because you're going to be asking for trouble by hooking your teeth together with a bridge. Because once they're hooked together, they are hooked together forever. And that means if the back tooth has a cavity, the whole bridge has to come off, even if the front tooth is fine. If the front tooth has a cavity or gets a cavity, then the whole bridge has to come off, even if the back tooth is fine. You get it? See where we're coming from? So it's actually, you know, very, very important that you protect the teeth that are healthy. Don't let us cut them down if it's not necessary. Certainly don't do it just to save to what you think is saving money in the moment. Think long term. What are you going to spend over your lifetime? And also plan. Okay, keep in mind that you're going to need dental care. You're just going to need it. And so put some money aside every month in an envelope so that when you do need it, you'll have some money. People act like dentistry is like this big surprise. Okay, like, oh, how could I need a filling? Or how could I need a root canal? Or I don't have the money for that. Or I don't have dental insurance. Well, guess what? We don't have insurance for a lot of things in life. We don't have insurance when our lawnmower breaks. We don't have insurance when our car breaks. We don't have insurance when we need to paint the living room, right? We don't have insurance to go on vacation. We don't have insurance to buy a car. And yet we figure out a way to do all of those things. And part of it is we know that we're going to have to do all of those things. So we think about it in our budget. We set aside money. My son sent me a text yesterday. He just bought a second used car. It's him and his wife and two boys. And they've been a one-car family for several years. And it's because of his budget. Now, he's a college professor at University of Georgia. He teaches microbiology. And they make a decent living, but they're not rolling in money. And so he's on a very strict budget. And they finally had to bite the bullet and get this used car. It's a minivan, you know, family thing. And so he wanted to know how much I thought he should set aside every month for maintenance on the car that they had before, the one that he's thinking about getting rid of. But if he can afford to keep it, he will. So he is already planning ahead. How much money do I need to set aside a month? Because this second car, well, the first car, the second one's newer, probably won't need repairs for a while, is going to need something fixed along the way. Okay, so if he can do that for his second car, you can certainly do it for your mouth. Got it? I'm sure everybody understands that, and I shouldn't need to beat you over the head with it. And I'm not trying to beat you over the head, just trying to make you aware of the way you can actually do this stuff. Okay, so like I mentioned earlier, we do a Dr. Kavitko's question of the day each week, and we're going to do it real soon. Remember, the prize is free flowers from DeSantis Florist. And but before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, let me remind you, you will receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question of the day is, it's a true or false question. Having your teeth straightened can help you save your teeth and save money in the long run. Is that true or is that false? All right, it's a little bit of a tricky question, But think about it. And of those of you that were listening, you know the answer. But anyway, the number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We don't yet have a winner, so let me just give you the number and the question again. The question was, true or false, having your teeth straightened can help you save your teeth and save money in the long run. And the answer is actually that's true. Anyway, the phone number, 614-459-9769, 614-459-9769. So we're going to go ahead with the other tips on how to save your teeth a lifetime and save you money. And then if you have the answer, you can call in and win those flowers from DeSantis, okay? All right, so let's go on to, oh, and by the way, let me just recap. We talked about getting your teeth straightened would be one. We talked about if you can't afford complete treatment right now, meaning you can't afford to get them straightened now, we could put retainers on to keep them from getting more crooked. And we also talked about if you need a root canal but can't afford the crown right now, that's okay, but have your dentist do the at least do the root canal and the filling. We talked about consider getting a silver filling, which are cheaper and last longer. We talked about choosing implants instead of replacing your teeth with a bridge because of having to grind down the good teeth on either side. And so the next one that we're going to get to, well, tell you what, we'll stop now and we'll go to our winner, which is Andrea. Hey, Andrea, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
Yes.
What is it?
The answer is true.
It is true. Had you thought about it that way?
No.
No?
But it makes sense. Okay.
Andrea, what do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Okay. Okay, so you understand the value of, like, preemptive healthcare, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, well, hey, stay on the line because we have to get the address where we can send those flowers from DeSantis, okay?
All right, thank you.
Perfect, stay there. All right, so now the next one, which would be number six for today's show. If you're already missing teeth, but you can't yet afford even the partial denture that we might recommend or the fixed bridge that we just talked about or the dental implant, ask us to place a space maintainer until you can afford one of those other replacement options, okay? So again, okay, you're missing a tooth. You made a bad decision, in my opinion, years ago, where you said, just pull it. But you have this space. It hasn't really collapsed yet. The back tooth starting to lean forward, the front tooth starting to lean back, top tooth starting to drop down in the space, but they haven't really completely collapsed. And so what you should do then is have me put a space maintainer there, something that holds the teeth apart, something that keeps them from completely tipping over or the top tooth from coming down or whatever until you can afford to have the hole filled in. It's very important that you have this hole filled in. One reason is as teeth tip over, they become harder to clean, easier to catch food, easier to get gum disease, easier to get decay. And then they, once they get a certain distance over, then the forces of chewing start tipping them even more. Till before you know it, they're leaning on their side, and that's not good. And so if you can stop that process, so when you do have the money to have the replacement, well, now we can still do it. If you wait till that tooth has been knocked over on its side, you still lose it. Okay? So don't do that. The idea, okay, so let me just recap. That was have me make you a space maintainer to hold the space in an area where you just don't feel like you can yet afford to have the either partial denture that comes out at night, fixed bridge that's cemented over the adjacent two teeth, or the implant. All right? Now, if you're missing your back teeth, and what's going to happen is you're going to need to get some kind of a replacement. This just happened to a patient yesterday. You know, today's Sunday, but I went to the office yesterday evening, got a call from a gentleman that was eating something, and his front tooth broke off and had a crown on it. The crown actually broke. And I had noticed, I'd looked in my notes. This was done for him back in 2000. This was like, we're going to say like 5 years ago. And so what I found in my notes was he was missing back teeth on his top left side. I think he had some missing on his top right side. And I said to him, you're doing all your chewing, all your biting with your front teeth, and you're putting too much pressure on them because you don't have any back teeth to work to do the chewing. So I said, you need to get these back teeth fixed, otherwise you're going to keep doing this. And sure enough, that's what he did. I'm sorry, I forgot the part that about 2 years ago he broke another one, and we had to fix that. So with no back teeth, you overclose. You either break the front teeth or they flay out. You know, they kind of like stick out and they kind of get spaces between them because you're mashing in behind them. It's not natural, not supposed to happen. So the point of this tip is that you've got to get something to have back teeth. Even if you can't afford the real version, meaning the one that would be implants or partials or dentures, at the very least, you need to get some kind of a temporary partial denture back there to give yourself some teeth, okay? That was number 7 for today's show. Okay, it's looking to me, if I look at the clock, like it's time to go to a break. And if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. This is episode 480, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kavitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 480. And today we are bringing you 10 more powerful tips to help you save your teeth for a lifetime and save money in the process. We are on to number 8, so we only have 8, 9, and 10 to go. And the last one is apparently the best one ever. And so you'll have to hang in with us for that. But anyway, number 8 today is ask your dentist to make you custom-fitted fluoride carriers so you can give yourself home fluoride treatments at bedtime every night. Assuming you don't already have decay present, this is a very powerful way of preventing tooth decay, and the cost is usually less than one filling. This is one of the single most things, best things you can do to keep your teeth, like avoid decay, and keep your teeth for a lifetime. It is very, very powerful, and it's not very expensive. All right? Now, number 9, if you have impacted wisdom teeth and they are pushing up against the back of the teeth in front of them, have them extracted, especially if your dentist says so. Now, if your dentist doesn't say we need to take your wisdom teeth out, don't ask them because it's very likely they're fine. They are just another set of teeth. They're really known as the third molars. But if they are pushing up against the back of the second molars, they will cause decay there. It's actually called pressure resorption, but it actually looks and acts like decay. And you can actually lose a second molar or two by letting the wisdom teeth push up against them. And that would be very sad because you don't want, you know, who wants to lose what we all consider a good tooth because you were too lazy or maybe thought it was too expensive to have your wisdom tooth out or maybe too afraid. Okay, so keep in mind, we don't just take wisdom teeth out for fun. We take them out for a reason. And I could show you x-ray after x-ray of people who didn't have them out and now there's this huge cavity on the good tooth in front of it. Okay, so, and then number 20, the last of the 10 tips for today, the one that I said would be the absolute best way to save money and keep your teeth for a lifetime. This one, by the way, was recommended to me by my wife. She said, marry a dentist. that's the best way to keep your teeth for a lifetime and save money. You don't have to spend any if you're married to the dentist. I'm actually taken, but I'm sure there are some dental students that aren't. So, all right, so there you have it, the 10 today, and then we had 10 on the previous episode. So if you want to know what the previous 10 were, go to thereasonswesmile.com and look at episode number 479. Okay, with the remaining time that I have, which isn't a lot, I want to mention our Dentistry from the Heart event that is coming up this year. It's going to be June 9th. It will be from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We are going to be doing free fillings, free extractions, free cleanings. We are billing it as Dentistry from the Heart, but it's also kind of a health and resource fair. So we are planning to have people there that will take your blood pressure. We're hoping to be able to do glucose screenings. We've invited the Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare Van. They've come several years. We've invited the OSU Dental Mobile Coach, and they have come several years. So they have a brand new coach with 4 chairs instead of 3, like the old one, 4 chairs that they can do children. We'll do adults inside. I have 10 treatment rooms, 10 dental chairs. We have about 3 dentists so far that have said they would volunteer at least, and about 2 or 3 dental hygienists, but we need more. And so this is a plea. If you're a dentist or a dental hygienist, I need your help. Would you please consider calling the office at 614-262-9588 and tell us you want to volunteer. And we really want you for the whole day. We want you to come and plan on starting on patients at 8 and leaving at 4. We're going to feed you. We'll give you a drink. You'll get 2 CE credits if you spend the whole day. We've arranged that through Ivoclar as per the dental board. You have to volunteer for 4 hours to get 1 CE credit. So it's not our rule, but it is cool that you'll get CE for that and we'll get recognition, okay? We're going to help a lot of people. We will have the Ohio Benefit Bank there, which is an agency of the state that helps people sign up for goods and services they have, social services that that they might be eligible for. So, looks like I need to end this up, and what I'm going to say at the end here is don't forget to follow me on Twitter, because that's all the time we have, at Dr. Kvitko. Visit my office Facebook page and like us. That's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.